All right, Jerry Martin, 5-5, I guess, to start the year. Should have been 4-5. Yeah, not where you want to be, I don't think. Chasing down Deegan most of the main event. Yeah. It looked like your good start, and then you got zapped real quickly, and then you were like, okay, I got to figure it out.
Yeah, dude, I was stoked on the start, and then just got owned in that turn where A-Ray went down. Dude, did you see A-Ray go down there?
I heard about it.
Dude, yeah. It was nasty, yeah. Nasty. I hope he's okay, but back to the subject here. I just made a Darryl move, man. I haven't raced, and I tripled in there, and I'm like, God, I cut off part of the turn, but not enough. And then one of the star guys really brought me high, and then I just got ate up, and I jumped the whoops the first lap, and those guys swallowed me up there, and then it was like, holy shit, I'm starting to unravel fast, man. And then I was like, a couple guys went down, and then I was like, all right, we got to get going. And I started to kind of catch Deegan a little bit, and then, dude, I went outside the entire race in the sand. And now they put in the pit board every lap, go inside.
Oh, yeah.
Go inside. Yeah. You're losing time. And you know what? I didn't do it.
See, I thought they were about equal. But, okay, I guess the shadow, the video showed better, I guess.
Yeah, they were wanting me to go inside, and I didn't do it. But I got a little bit tight around 10 to 12 minutes. So I'm hoping to improve the bike setup right now, Steve. I'm struggling. I need hold up for the whoops and for the rhythms, but I'm fighting the turns, the mid to exit of the turn. So we're going to try to do some stuff this week to improve that. Just rideability so I can, you know, I can get that thing to consistently turn good.
I feel like also from where you ride a club, the last 2 weeks the dirt hasn't been like club, so you're kind of learning with new dirt.
Yeah, it's like club. It's so good, you know. And it gets really rough and stuff. And we have our hard pack days too. But when you get here, you're turning off nothing sometimes, you know. And that after the whoops, there was nothing to turn off of in that right 90. And I really struggled there tonight, Steve.
Last week you made a mistake last lap going for Jordan, and the kid got you. And this week you followed the kid for 15 minutes. So you about had it with the kid?
Yeah, the kid. Well. He came down into the tunnel after the heat races right before the main. He's like, hey, I think we were the fastest heat race, right? And I said, yeah, about like, I think 8/10.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I said, you're riding good. He goes, thanks, man. And I said, yeah. I said, I'm like a turtle opening up in the heat race. And he goes, yeah. And I was like, hey, you're riding good, man. Yeah. Like, I'll give credit where credit's due. Yeah. I got a bunch of people harped on me this week for getting beat by Deegan, but I don't care. I'm just out here trying to get rebuild myself back up and I haven't really raced Supercross in like 2 years, it feels like. So
yeah, I said that this week on my show. Hey, I'm like, he hasn't raced for a long time Supercross, so you know it's probably just getting back into it. But I'll tell you what, when you first burst on the scene, your endurance was really impressive late in the race, and you were like, oh, that kid, like, I don't know too much about him, but he's in shape, and I'm feeling that way about Deegan. Yeah. That's 2 weeks in a row that hasn't broke, right? He's been good.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's been really good. I mean, he had a couple loose moments, but I think we all did in the main, and Swanee's got a pretty good program over there, and I think he keeps those guys pretty competitive together. So the intensity's there, and he seems like he can suffer. So
okay. Are you okay with your results through two rounds, or are you mad about it? Like, where are we at with through two rounds?
I'm not happy. Okay. You know, I mean, I want to be spraying champagne and getting some podium pie. That's for sure. But I think a big thing for me this year is that I want to rebuild. And, dude, you go out there and you send it, and then you're on the deck, and then you're hanging out again. So I think a big thing for me is if I can improve every weekend and then I can make a season, that's a big win for me.
I imagine the outdoors comes in your mind a little bit. I mean, that's what the team really pays you for, and, you know, they're pumped about your outdoor chances, which I think we all are. So I don't know, maybe that comes to mind a little bit.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But I want to do good in Supercross. Like, I do enjoy it, yeah. and I feel like I can win still, and I think in time I will. It's just, I'm digging myself out of a hole. I mean, look at Cincerillo. It's kind of the same thing. Like, Kim and I, we've both been hurt quite a bit. And, you know, you gotta pay your dues, man.
Cool, man. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.